Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking airline price wars.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so there is all this discussion about, you know, the basic kind of airline class that's come out now. They call it basic econo service, which doesn't sound like something that's super fun. I think it's, you know, another way for airlines to charge a lot of money for the things that we love to do, like bring bags on planes and get food and snacks. And even some airlines, you have to actually now pay to go to the bathroom, which I think is super crazy. But, you know, we really wanted to have a discussion today about, you know, this kind of new trend in low-cost airfare and talk about the pros and cons and, you know, different tips and tricks that we've found out, you know, so you can make an actual wise decision, you know, next time you're going to book your airfare. Because, I mean, we have to admit it, the price on a lot of these plane tickets is, it's super attractive. I mean, you see the price tag and naturally you want to select it, but is that a good thing?
Well, yeah, you see that on social media and stuff like that, right? I mean, you see those flights, different ones say $99 and that's all you know, that's your ticket, but there's a lot more to that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's it really adds up. And so I think what's really important, you know, especially when you're shopping for airfare is, you know, price out one of the lower cost options, whether it's, you know, you probably have seen WOW Airlines. They've been all over the internet. I mean, every time I'm on Facebook, I think I see, you know, some sponsored ad for WOW Airlines. And that's probably because that we do a lot of investigating for travel. So obviously the analytics pop up for us, but, it's super attractive. I mean, $99 deals to go places. They've got $299 or $199 to go to Europe. I mean, these are rates that, you know, we haven't seen in forever.
but they're not the accurate rate. And I think that's the thing that you really need to know. So when you're pricing out your airfare, you know, price out one of these lower cost options, but then also price out like a regular option and compare.
Yeah. And there's also other airlines like Spirit and whatnot. So the discount airlines. And right now, American, United, and Delta, the big major American airline companies, they're actually trying to compete for their budget prices. So they came up with this basic economy service, which a lot of people dub misery class. But it's one of those things that we'll kind of compare it here, that if you are flexible and you don't mind, you know, cutting back some things, you could actually save between 20 and 100 bucks or more possibly, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that's real money. I mean, that's, you know, obviously money you can use towards other things. I mean, especially if we're talking like 100 bucks, I mean, that starts to become like legitimate savings. But, you know, I argue with some of these that I don't know if it really makes sense. Like especially if you're a couple traveling, like you want to go on like a romantic vacation.
If you're a couple, if you're a business traveler or family, whatever.
You know, it probably doesn't make the most sense, but maybe if it's just you or
and you had some time in your schedule of flexible, you know, days or times or whatever the case is.
Yeah, or you don't care if you get the middle seat or if you get squished behind. I mean, I am the type of person where, you know, very particular about, I always end up in the middle seat. However, I like the aisle seat. I used to love the window seat. I still love the window seat, but only if there's like nobody sitting next to me. But you can't do that with this new Econo service. I mean, you just don't have the privilege of choosing certain things.
Yeah, but the window seat, you have to go to the bathroom a lot. So that's why we do that, right?
Yes, that's why I say only if there's somebody next to me that is not there.
It's okay to get up 5 times.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom, you know, and I do not want to pay to go to the bathroom. And that is something that I absolutely refuse. Like if they start making me pay to go to the bathroom at airlines, like, forget it. I'm going to find another way to do this. Because can you imagine that if you had to take your credit card out like every time you went to the bathroom? I mean, airlines should not get wind of that, because that would probably actually be a really good strategy for them to make a lot of money, but it's horrible.
But it's something that actually might be coming too. So what we decided to do, we broke down some of the things on American, United, and Delta, the bigger carriers. And we even doing this research, we saw this on United actually has a video going step by step, saying, well, you know, if these are some of the restrictions. So if this kind of fare is not for you, you may not want that, but maybe it is for you. So some of the restrictions they have, you board last. So that everyone after everyone, all those other premium and, you know, all the kind of stuff like that, you board last. You don't get to choose your seat in advance. So if you're, like we said before, if you're sitting together or if you're a couple together, you're probably not going to sit together.
And I will say, like, you know, I mean, Southwest Airlines has, you know, if you've ever flown Southwest, I mean, you cannot choose your seat in advance. You get a letter, and then that letter is based off of when you get to board. But with that, it's like, okay, everybody's under the same rules, right? We all know we don't get to pick a seat. And so we're all we still fight to get like the A boarding group, but we all know like we're fairly equal here, right? But I think this is different because you automatically know that you're probably going to get that one seat, you know, that nobody wants to sit in. And that's probably where you're either going to end up like way back of the plane or, you know, just someplace that you really don't want to be. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe some people aren't particular about that and, you know, it's worth it to save $100.
Yeah. If you're trying to cut some costs. One of the things though, I think though, if you're going on a longer flight or longer trip, I should say, but this one I think is a little that, so not only you can't choose your seat and everything, but on American and United, you can only put one carry-on bag under your seat. So it has to fit under your seat. So probably a backpack or a purse or something at the most, maybe a small bag or something. Delta, you could actually put something in the overhead. So there is that.
Right. So you can't try to like sneak your way out of not paying, you know, for bag fees by bringing on a rollerboard. They actually will not. And in fact, they have on the website, like the specifications for, you know, the size, and it really is, it may be backpack size, but I think it looks even smaller. And I mean, even just the last few times we've traveled, you know, we haven't traveled this economy class, but they're like really making sure that people put their bags in those little sizer things, and they're being like really particular about it.
Yeah. Well, and then also speaking of baggage fees, so if you actually, you know, have a bag, they also, on this economy class, they charge a $25 handling fee as on top of the baggage fee, which is like 25 to 35 bucks as well, too.
Right. So if you're saving like 50 bucks on the ticket and you end up spending 50 bucks on the baggage fee, plus you can't pick your seat, et cetera, like, I mean, you have to actually start thinking logically about these things. And I think what happens is like we get so excited to travel that we just start clicking through things. And I think with all of these new like economy classes and things, you've got to, like, you know, when you're going through and you're booking your ticket, go like super slow and make sure like you're adding up all of the expenses that you're adding on top of the ticket price. I mean, I know they're going to add it for you at the end, but, you know, I think it's good for you to sort of realize like, okay, wait, am I actually saving any money or am I actually spending more money?
Yeah. And one of the other things, too, is you can't change this ticket at all or cancel it, and you won't get your money back whatsoever for this basic econo service. So if you're a business traveler, you know, and you have changes and a meeting comes up or whatever, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, and I mean, so many business travelers, you know, I think that their focus for the econo class was maybe on, like, business travelers that were kind of going on these, you know, they're by themselves, yeah. And maybe they're going short hops, short destinations. But I think, yeah, the fact that you can't change things if, you know, you get stuck in a meeting late or, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know what their policy is, you know, on the econo class. Like, let's say if, you know, the flight was canceled or, you know, I mean, sometimes they give you, you know, money to, you know, book a, you know, future flight or something like that. I would imagine with the econo class, they're maybe a bit more rigorous and maybe they don't offer you as much. I don't know. Just right. my assumption.
Right. Well, one of the reasons we actually came up with, besides that we just keep seeing all these price things, price war airline fees and stuff like that, and the cheap tickets and whatever, we just keep seeing that a relative of ours, you know, said, hey, so this WOW airline, which is the airline of Iceland, and they're the ones really are pushing a lot of European flights and in different, you know, flights for 99 bucks or less too sometimes. So he said, well, is this WOW airline? First of all, is it a real airline? And I'm like, yeah, it's actually one of their top airlines. So what you did was you broke down, like, what if we went to such and such and how much all those fees are. So what did you come up with?
Yeah, so I took a trip to Ireland and I broke down, you know, if we went on WOW Airlines versus if we went on just, you know, a regular carrier, a regular price. And, you know, at first when I was going through WOW Airlines, I mean, I was actually going, wow, like, okay, we this might actually make sense. And then, you know, as it started to get towards the end, and I realized, like, okay, each of our bags is costing us. Okay, each of our carry-on is costing us. You know, it really did start to add up. And so at the end, when I compared, you know, apples to apples, both carriers with each of us bringing on a bag, you know, getting a seat, all of those sorts of things, WOW Airline was actually 125 bucks more than the regular carrier.
If you booked on somebody else then, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the WOW Airline itinerary wasn't as great. So the other airline was nonstop from Los Angeles to Dublin, which is, you know, a pretty big deal if you're on the West Coast and you're trying to get to Europe. So the times were better. You know, WOW Airlines, there's only certain times from, you know, the major airports that they fly. And another thing, I mean, I know that they're expanding and, you know, I don't want to just pick on WOW Airlines. There are other airlines out there like this offering, you know, the budget fares, but, you know, especially WOW Airlines, they only leave now through, you know, major city airports. So, you know, if you live somewhere kind of middle America, you know, you've got to go to one of these, you know, larger airports to use WOW Airlines. But I'm just going to be like really interested to see, you know, how much like market penetration they actually, you know, are getting, and if people are actually making that choice, or if they get to the last, you know, sort of window which is what I did when, you know, was ready to book the ticket, and then you look at that final price and you're like, wait a minute, how do we get from like $199 a ticket to now we're like $700 some odd a ticket. I mean, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. And is that the same thing for like, so say since they are an Icelandic airline, is it the same thing if you go to Reykjavik or some other city in Iceland? Is it the same thing? And are all the tickets this way, or is this just a basic account of service that they have? Like do they have premium tickets as well?
Yeah, so they have a couple of different levels. You know, the first level is really like, and that's what you're seeing on all the ads. The $99, the $199, that's what you're seeing is the basic, right? You add a bag, you add a seat, I think there are a couple other add-ons there, you know, then you start to get up. So the middle kind of price point, you know, it includes a bag and it might include a seat, but not like a premium seat. So, I mean, you know, but once you get kind of in that price range, then you're really on par with, you know, a regular airline. I mean, I think one thing that WOW Airlines is doing that I think it has some cool factor to it is they offer this thing called stopover. So you can actually fly either and stop over on your flight over or your flight back in Reykjavik. And you can stay, you know, one night overnight or a couple nights overnight. And they aren't charging you any surcharge on that for the ticket. So I think they're trying, that's their way, obviously, of trying to get more tourists into Iceland is to offer that. And so I think that's kind of like a hip thing they're doing. But, you know, still the question mark is, you know, at the end of the day, do you really care, A? And B, is it worth it to pay potentially more? I mean, I don't know.
I think if you had time, that would be kind of cool because it's a stopover and you get to hang out there and actually maybe see the city for a day or whatever, or however long you're there.
Yeah, but so, if you don't care about going to Iceland, exactly, and you're literally looking for a cheap airline, you know, then that's it doesn't mean anything to you. And also a thing about, you know, we do this often is we do, instead of booking, you know, a round trip ticket, we'll sometimes leave from one place and go somewhere in Europe and then, you know, leave from another place in Europe and then return somewhere else in the US. So we have kind of like a multi-ticket, right? And there's all sorts of strategies and games that I've come up with to make that pricing work or even sometimes cheaper than a round trip ticket. But on WOW Airlines, you cannot do the multi-city. You literally have to leave and go from, except for that stopover, from the exact same city.
Well, and isn't that way with a lot of other Econo airlines to even around the United States as well too?
Yeah, it certainly can be. I mean, each airline is, you know, obviously unique and different. I mean, we even see with the major carriers, they kind of have little different tweaks that they're trying to get kind of the edge in the Econo class. So, you know, I mean, that does happen. But again, it's just a thing, a little like kind of annoying thing that, you know, I was like, wait a minute, I can't choose a different, you know, city because I use that option all the time. So definitely for your round trip tickets, that would be obviously not an issue with WOW.
But I think this is, you know, really a airline price war right now that domestic carriers like Spirit and whatnot, and all those other ones, Alliant and all those, are really really trying to compete for the dollars with Delta and American and United. And so that's why United is kind of, or all these airlines are really coming up with these price wars. And so do you think like it's really going to level off, or this is now the new norm?
I don't know. I mean, I'm like really disappointed with the airline industry because, you know, I mean, they came up with all of these grand schemes after 9/11 as a way for them, you know, oil prices started to raise, gas prices were a lot higher, it would cost more for the airlines. So they ended up, you know, charging for all of these things. I mean, they basically changed their whole revenue model, and now it's the norm. Now it's the norm to take away everything and to charge the passenger for, you know, I mean, you don't even get a snack anymore, hardly, right? You know, we went on a flight to Stockholm in November, and we were going from Germany to Stockholm, and I asked for water, and they gave me a bottle of water, and then they told me it was like, you know, three €3. And I was like, well, I don't have €3 on me, right?
And you don't really get any heads up about that. They don't
hand it to the water.
Because also you think water, okay, cool, that's going to be free.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's free. And so the credit card wouldn't go through. And, you know, finally we came down to dollars and then we didn't have enough. I mean, it was just like a comedy of errors after a really long day traveling. And I'm like, look, this is a water. Like, just give me the water, you know? But I think that that's going to be the new norm. And I think, you know, passengers are really going to be the one that kind of dictate whether this kind of econo-class stays around. I mean, I think a lot of people, a lot of airlines are like watching WOW Airlines and airlines like that and going, are they making money? I mean, are people really, are they really actually buying the ticket, or are they just sharing these like crazy prices around with their friends, but no one's actually buying a ticket? I'm sure WOW Airlines is not eager to, you know, release any of those results to the other airlines, but I think it's just unfortunate that this is the new norm, that we're going to have to dive into our pocket for everything. And I think that's where you're going to really have to just be budget savvy, and you're going to have to, you know, really think about what is okay for you to spend.
Yeah, well, at least on the other hand, though, so say if you are traveling to Europe or any some other continents have the same sort of thing, too. They have a lot of economy airlines that are really great, but you're also not flying as far, too. So it would be almost like us flying to San Francisco, which is like an hour. But a lot of times those ones like EasyJet or whatnot are a lot cheaper. But you're up and down kind of a lot of times. If you're flying from London to Paris or whatever, you know, whatever you're, wherever you're going, a lot of times those can be same thing too. They probably will charge you $3 for water, but maybe you kind of know that in advance. And maybe that's something, you know, we definitely now know we're going to ask that going, oh, how much is that water? And do I have to pay to go to the toilet? You know, I mean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, for the right trip, destination, there's nothing wrong with going low cost. There's nothing wrong with like mixing low cost with regular cost. You know, I mean, I think it has a purpose, it has a value, but I don't think it's a one size fits all. And I think that, you know, to be split up from like potentially split up from the people you're traveling with. And then like, if you're a family, you know, and you've got, maybe you're traveling with a baby or something like that, and you've got all this extra gear that you're bringing with you, you know, to be charged for every single thing just in order to like pacify your baby on the airplane. I mean, it starts to be, you know, a bit ridiculous, but you know, I think maybe at the end, you know, if you end up around the same price between, you know, like a WOW flight and American, let's just say, you know, you end up around the same price. I think it comes down to like the psychology behind it, because for me, I got actually pissed off every time WOW was adding an expense onto the ticket versus like on American, I was like, okay, this is just how much it costs. You know, I have a credit card with American. I know I'm not going to pay for my bag fees, for your bag fees. So I was like, okay, like I know what I'm buying. So I think it'll be interesting to see the psychology behind it of whether people are just so like fixated on that initial price and they don't really care what it ends up with, or if like me, they get kind of ticked off that it just keeps going higher.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's like the ones that I think we talked about and you're willing to go, you know what, I just need to get here and I need to get there now and I want to save some money, and maybe you're only going for a couple of days so you don't even have to have a big, you know, bag or something like that, and you're going to wear layers or something like that, it might be worth it for you. So, you know, I think it's just one of those, like, is it worth it for you? Is it not so worth it for you? You know, it's one of those things.
Right. So are you saying I have to put like my 10 outfits on all at one time? I mean, I don't think that's going to work.
That won't work through TSA either, but.
No, exactly. Exactly. So again, just the whole purpose of this is just to get you to think about, you know, is econo right for you? Is it not right for you? Again, it's going to work in some situations and maybe not so in the other. And just really like kind of put on your thinking cap when it comes to thinking about travel and thinking about your travel budget, you know, and how do you want to allocate your money? I mean, do you want to have, you know, on one hand, do you want to have potentially an extra $100 to play with on your trip? Or are you like, no, I want to actually get there and not be hassled, you know, and it's worth it for me to spend that money. So again, it just comes down to always double checking, you know, the price of these econos, with the regular price and then see what you're giving up. And if you're okay with giving up that for, you know, the money in return, then go for it, right?
Yeah.
But I think this is a new era. This is going to be a new trend. Econo Air is not going anywhere. And so I think this is unfortunately just the new norm. So as always, please follow us on Twitter at @ShaunaGame, Instagram at @millennial_money, and let us know if you've gone on one of these Econo flights and if you loved it or if you didn't love it.